Welcome back. We're up to Perek Yud Dalet, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 14, Mishnah 2 of Maseches Shabbos. The Mishnah begins by talking about what's called pickling. Pickling foods theoretically could be a prohibition because it's related to the malacha of ma'abid, of tanning, because it's about preserving something. So says the Mishnah, in osin hilmi b'shabbos, a person can't prepare brine, right, which essentially is like a large amount of salt water on Shabbos, because pickling in general is prohibited on Shabbos. Well, osin hu es mei hamelech, but he can prepare salt water. What's the difference? Meaning like a little bit, v'tovel ben pito with it. So you can make a little bit to dip his bread into, and also to a tafshil, or to add it to a cooked dish. These things would be permissible. Rabbi Yossi says, "Valohu hilmi bein meruba ubein muat." Isn't it considered brine whether you have a little bit of it or a lot of bit of it? And so it should be prohibited no matter what. And so ve'eluhin mei melech mutarn. Rather, this is the type of salt water that would be permissible. Again, this is according to Rabbi Yossi. No sein shemen batchila l'toch hamayim. He puts oil in the water and then adds the salt. Or first he adds oil to the salt and then he mixes the water. This will prevent it from properly all mixing together, and so therefore it's permissible in this way, according to Rabbi Yossi. Then it says the Mishnah for Mishnah Gimel in Ochlin Ezov Yon b'Shabbos. So we talk now about the halachos of refuah, of healing, of medicine on Shabbos. And medicine, of course, is not typically permitted unless it's for a very serious reason, because of the notion of a concern that the rabbi said that you would go out to the field and you make some medicine, grinds it up, which obviously would be a prohibition. Of course, not so relevant nowadays, but we have a rule that once you have a gzera, once you have a decree, so we don't just nullify it even if the reason goes away. So, Einochlin Ezov Yon Bashabbos. A person can't eat Ezov Yon, which it's some sort of a hyssop plant on Shabbos, the fish ino ma'achal b'riyim, because healthy people don't eat it. Only sick people eat this, and therefore that'll be a type of medical treatment that we would not allow on Shabbos. Aval Ochel Hu Es Yoezer, but when it comes to Yoezer, another type of plant, he can eat Vishosa Abuvroa, and he can eat Abuvroa. Both of these things are things that healthy people drink as well and eat, and therefore you are allowed to partake of it, right? Think of it as like orange juice. Sick people drink orange juice, but also healthy people drink orange juice, and so therefore it is permissible to be eaten or taken by the sick person as well. Then Kol Achal and Ochel Adam L'Refua, a person as a general rule can eat any food that healthy people eat, even if it's for the purposes of refuah, of healing. Any sort of drink he can drink, except for the water of certain types of palm trees, and what's called the cup of sterility, some sort of a medical potion that would cause sterility, can't drink that, this cup of sterility is used for something like curing jaundice and would not be drunk by a healthy person. And when it comes to the water of palm trees, it's also only used for as a cure, and so therefore you can't drink these things because it's clear they are for medical reasons. Aval shosehu made the kalam litzma'o, but he can drink water of palm trees if he's a thirsty guy. V'sach shemen yikar shelo l'refua, and he can anoint himself with some sort of a root oil, which is oil mixed with different spices and vegetables, as long as he doesn't intend all these things for healing, it's just to like soften his skin, and it's just to quench his thirst, then it would be permissible. Because again, all of these things are normally done for medical reasons. If he has it for doing it for, if he's doing it for, if he's intending to do it for a permitted reason, then it is permitted. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Gimel. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Dalet. Have a wonderful day.